Right from the day I was born, I have been maintaining a very strict diet of God's very special food. His eternity's compassion and His immortality's love. Nothing is as eternally beautiful as my life's surrendered dance. Nothing is as infinitely fruitful as my heart's gratitude song. You do not want to live for others. That is fine with me. You do not want to live with others. That is fine with me. You do not want to live for me. That is fine with me. You do not want to live with me. That is fine with me. But if you do not want to live for God's full manifestation on earth, I shall never be pleased with you. And if you do not want to live with God the Lover and God the Beloved, I shall not only be displeased with you, but I shall never forgive you, never. My Lord Supreme, you are both the Creator and the creation. Why is it so difficult for me to thank you as the creation? My child, because of the capacity I have given you to serve my creation, you are thanking me, the Creator, because of the opportunity my creation has given you to serve me. Can you not thank me, the creation? My Lord Supreme, this time I shall be a good seeker. I shall definitely spare you the torment of waiting for me any longer. Mind, my mind, are you not ashamed of walking every day along the stupidity street? Heart, my heart, are you not tired of walking every day along the insecurity path? Soul, my soul, I definitely know you will accompany me when I start walking consciously along eternity's road. God is not ashamed of what you say and do. Therefore, you do not have to be ashamed of what you are. Just give God cheerfully as many chances as He needs to correct and perfect you. My mind is always unwilling to ask God what He thinks of it for fear of the answer. My Lord Supreme, there was a time when I did many things to please myself. Now I am doing only one thing, not for me, but for you. I am watering my life's gratitude plant with my gratitude tears. What is it like to be another God? It is like attaining not only your unattained self, but also your unattainable self. Before you dare to analyze God, you must tranquilize your mind, organize your life, and sensitize your heart. He is at once the professor of His desired life and the student of His mind's illusion prison. Every door can be shut, but not death door. Every room can be ignored, but not life's room. The day I threw myself on God's side, God secretly granted me three world-loving, world-illumining, and world-fulfilling lessons. How to cry for the world sleeplessly, how to smile at the world soulfully, how to serve Him in the world unconditionally. My beloved Supreme, I shall without fail tame everything in my life, save and accept my heart's sleepless tears to realize You. Are You absolutely sure that your heart cries for God only? If so, then rest assured, God will before long give you His eternity's golden orb.